Hello and welcome, everybody. I'm Dina Crowder, and it's my pleasure to be here today bringing you my dear friend, thought leader, luminary, and author, Dawn Nocera. She's also the founder of the Sacred Art of Self-Appreciation. And I've asked her to come here today because self-appreciation has made a whopping difference in my life, and it's something I want every single person on the planet to know about, and you, my tribe, first and foremost. Hey, Dawn.
Hi, Dina.
How are you? Thanks for being here.
Oh, this is wonderful. Thank you for inviting me.
Yeah. Well, self-appreciation has completely altered the trajectory of my life in ways that few tools or techniques have or even have the capacity to. So what I want to know, first and foremost, what I want everyone to know is, what is self-appreciation?
Self-appreciation is appreciating the gift that we all are to the world.
So when we are engaged with this practice that you call self-appreciation, it means that we are honoring who we actually are at essence and increasing our capacity to be that in the world. Is that right?
Absolutely. I couldn't have said it better myself.
And why is self-appreciation so significant and so crucial for people to practice at this time?
It's so important because right now we have this amazing opportunity to move forward in our authentic state and to change the world in ways that we haven't seen before, to really move forward evolution in a way that is kind of, I'd like to say without ego, but we can't be alive without ego, but like moving our own evolution forward. This, I mean, that's what's important about it. It is that we are being called, everybody on the planet is to be our own evolutionary process. Like, we are designed to step in and be our own shaman, our own our own guru. And this work of self-appreciation really helps us connect with our inner power in a way that, and it's not like the power of, like, you know, go get it, go do it. It's this authentic power to be yourself. And
how
we
in the
just,
world, Dawn, I hate to interrupt you because that's so good, but I want to interrupt you because I want to know, well, how did you come to it? I mean, that was such a perfect answer about the power. How did you come to self-appreciation?
Oh, it's a, seems like a long story, but because it's been going on for a while, but the truth of it is I started my journey teaching Napoleon Hill, teaching Bob Proctor's work. I worked with the wealth mindset and came into, I guess, the personal development world, teaching the law of attraction and teaching people how to manifest what they want. And it was so easy for about, I don't know, 1%. And I used to let everybody know, I work with the top 1% of the people that are out here. I'd work with athletes, and I'd work with the top real estate agents. I'd work with, you know, the youngest, most successful, you know, race car driver. These were the people that I'd work with. But the thing is that everybody else I'd work with, through my work that I was doing, they didn't have that same level of success. And I asked my guidance, I said, how can I help them get that this is so much easier than what they're making it? And that was my question, because I knew I was experiencing a sense of ease that that other people weren't quite believing in, I guess that's what it was. They just weren't believing that work could be easy. And it,
well, you bring up a great point. Ease.
Yeah.
Ease. You realized that it could be easier, and yet you also realized that there is a huge monolithic wall of disbelief around ease when
yeah.
it comes to high performance.
Oh,
what I've found, yeah, is
mm-hmm.
that self-appreciation dissolves not only the disbelief, but also dissolves the struggle that is sometimes assumed to be inherent in high-functioning, high-performance projects and realization of goals.
Yeah.
Have you found that?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely, because when you are appreciating yourself, there's just a level of ease, because it's the bottom line is you become somebody who trusts yourself. And when you trust yourself, you move forward with a whole lot more grace, a lot more ease, and you trust that if there is a struggle on the path, that it's temporary. It's not the end of the world. And I'd like to say it happens, you know, overnight. And for some people, it does. Like when they start doing the work of self-appreciation, it's like all the systems start coming online. Like they just, like things just start clicking in. They just start getting all these things that they've struggled with for all their lives. They start getting them. Mm-hmm. And then for other people, it's a slower process, but they're still transformed. It's just phenomenal that the people who are doing this work, doing the work of self-appreciation, not just saying, oh, yeah, I appreciate myself, I get this worked on, but the people who are actually doing it, like you, Dina, are they're being transformed through their being. It's making changes within I completely believe, as I've been told through my guidance, that it's changing our DNA. That is actually changing us at a cellular level.
Well, what I know we've talked about, speaking to that deep change, is definitely it increases your capacity to receive. I've heard you speak a lot about that. And it increases your confidence, but your real confidence, your authentic confidence in who you are, not in anything that's put on. And it also increases your clarity about what you really desire, what you really want. And that's just a few of the benefits I've experienced and heard you really talk about in terms of the practice of self-appreciation. So that gets me to wondering, Dawn, what happens when people don't self-appreciate?
Well, when people don't self-appreciate, it's like driving that car from California to New York with the parking brake on. You have a full tank of gas. You think you're confident that you can get there, but you don't have the capacity to actually move. And with the parking brake up, I mean, after a while, you keep going, and you are not going to have any confidence anymore. And the other thing that happens is you start questioning your desire. If you don't have this tool of self-appreciation, it's hard to be clear about what it is that you really want. Because the moment you start struggling with that, oh, we're not getting anywhere, you start doubting. And that doubt muddies the water, so you don't have the clarity. You don't have that the remembering that you're going to New York. Like all of a sudden it's like, where am I going? I forgot. Maybe I'm on the wrong road. Maybe this is like not where I'm supposed to be going. Like all of those questions come up when you're not doing this work of self-appreciation. And when you're doing it, that clarity just comes online. Like, you know what you want in your heart.
Well, it's also revolutionary, in my opinion, because no two cars can be parked in the same parking spot at the same time. If you are practicing self-appreciation, then, as you've said, appreciating is very different from gratitude, or
right.
which is a worthwhile engagement as well. But when we're in self-appreciation, we're involved actively in amplifying and increasing and all that those words imply. So when we're self-appreciating, the car, the other car, that's a vibrational mismatch for those things, can't be parked there. That's the car of complaint. That's the car of resentment. That's the car of, I shouldn't be here. That's the car of, I'm in the wrong place at the wrong time with the wrong people, and maybe I am the wrong people.
Right.
It's just, you can't park those cars together.
Right. And a big one is, who can I blame for this?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, we're evolved beings, and we like to, you know, imagine ourselves being beyond that. But that being in the car of blaming and, yeah, judging, that's the other car. Complaint.
There's a lot of cars. We can open a dealership.
We could open a dealership. As long as you have one car, all you need is one car, right? One car to get you from here to where you're going to go.
Yes. Well, self-appreciation as a vehicle is probably a vehicle that many people in our society, even people who consider themselves to be on an evolutionary path, might dismiss. They might dismiss it as airy-fairy. They might dismiss it as not powerful enough, or something that you would do if you were a suburban soccer mom who had time to watch Oprah. That's how I think people also see the practice sometimes of self-love. They pay it lip service, and they say, well, I love myself. I read that book. Well, I value who I am. They kind of get an attitude with it. And when I hear that energy, I know that self-appreciation is lacking. And what I'd like to know is what really bugs you. What really bugs you when you hear people dismiss self-appreciation as, as if it's a cutesy thing.
Yeah, well, I just like to say, just try it, because when you are when you really do it authentically, you come online really quick, and you feel the difference immediately. But what really bugs me is that people say that they, you know, appreciate themselves and they love themselves, and I see them struggling. You cannot hide what's going on. Mm-hmm. And they might have great business, but their home life is horrible.
Mm-hmm.
And those are little telltale signs that you can't kid me that you're appreciating yourself when you've got pieces of your life that are just that you're still struggling with, that are so, that
out of integrity.
Of integrity, right.
So, Dawn, all of this talk about the exquisite benefits of self-appreciation causes me to have to ask, how would someone get started with self-appreciation?
Well, the first step is you can either go to my Facebook page, The Sacred Art of Self-Appreciation with Dawn Nocera, and just write something. You can see how it works, and you can write something that you appreciate about yourself. Just write, I appreciate myself for, and you can do that, or you can start a group of friends. get together and just share with each other what you appreciate about yourself.
One thing that I want to present that has been a great modeling from you to me is that when we're doing the work of self-appreciation, so for example, if somebody says, this is really speaking to me and I want to get started, I'm going to go to your page, I'm going to write what I appreciate about myself. Okay, that was a stretch, but that was easy. I could get my head around that. However, when I go to the next step, which is maybe getting into an accountability agreement with a friend or two, where maybe we have decided we're going to have a little private group, we're going to post every day what we appreciate, this is a distinction I love, is that it's not all unicorns and rainbows. I appreciate that life is grand today. And that's a misnomer, and it's a misunderstanding, a misperception about self-appreciation. Self-appreciation also applies to, I appreciate noticing that I allow myself to be shut out of conversations. I appreciate noticing that I'm not asking for enough money in my work, and I appreciate that I have the capacity to change that conversation. I appreciate that I have people in my life who are loving and supportive, even when I'm having a grumpy day. That, to me, is also part of the revolution, Dawn, of self-appreciation, is that it's not just about saying nice things. It's also about increasing or amplifying the inherent power to change in those situations that we're now becoming aware don't work anymore.
Oh, you're right on. That is that's my favorite part about it, is that self-appreciation gives you permission to be in the mess while you are doing your transformation work. And yeah, right on. I mean, there's so much power in being able to be in it, no matter what the it is that you're in, and appreciate that change and seeing it happen and really witnessing your own transformation.
Because there's so many lies that people get into telling unintentionally, because they think that they have to tell lies in order to be spiritual or in order to transform, in order to develop, such as, oh, I'm really grateful for this person that's hitting me in the head. No, you're not. You're not grateful for the person hitting you in the head. But what you can do is you can appreciate noticing that you're angry about the person who has repeatedly hit you upside your head, and you are not going to be engage with that person anymore, you're going to change that dynamic. And that's something that is subtle but incredibly powerful about the honest place that self-appreciation can hold you. So
amazing.
I appreciate
absolutely, yeah.
Self-appreciation for that reason. And what I'd like to know, for anyone listening who might be drawn to reaching out to you, working with you, how might they do that?
My email is Dawn, rnocera@gmail.com. That's DAWNRNOCERA@gmail.com.
Perfect.
And yeah.
Thank you. Dawn, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to speak with me today about the sacred art of self-appreciation. I appreciate you, and really this work has brought so much grace into my life. And I also appreciate the fact that you have continued to evolve from your very comfy place as a high-performance coach to 1% people, to take the daring step to say, well, wait a minute, there's a better way to be a high-performance person. And it's self-appreciation. It's a risk to do this, and I want to really applaud you for it.
Thank you, Dina. I so appreciate you. I appreciate your reflection back on our conversation. It's powerful and it's very helpful, even to me, and I know everybody who's listening as well. Yeah, this work of self-appreciation is, like you said, I mean, it is a huge risk because we're so invested in the idea of it being hard. And self-appreciation is just, it amplifies, I mean, I like it just amplifies the ease in our life. Mm-hmm. As well as all the other good things.
Increase the ease.
Increase the ease, yeah.
Well, with that, I would like to say thanks to everybody who's been listening and receiving wisdom from this conversation. It's been our pleasure to be here with you today. And as always, I welcome you again and again with great love and respect to the path of the Soul Star Messenger. See you soon, and lots of love, everybody. Bye.